This is The Invisible War with evangelist and author Dr. Rob Randall. There is a bigger battle going on in the world right now than we can even see. A battle that has existed since the beginning of time. This is not a war between countries, but an all-out assault on the very soul of people everywhere. Lives are being defeated and destroyed. Marriages are falling apart at an unprecedented rate. Children are rebelling against everything they've been taught. Addictions are rampant to everything you can think of. And all of this is the result of a spiritual war, which is the invisible war. And yet, there is hope. Rob Randall is a third-generation evangelist who has devoted his life to seeing people who have come to the end of themselves find a true life of promise and healing. The Invisible War is a journey that will lead us on the road to freedom and the path of fulfillment. There are no quick fixes, only a process, but it begins with the first step. So here's Rob Randall to take us through this journey one step at a time as we find hope in the Invisible War.
This is Rob Randall, and I'm so glad you've chosen to spend your time with us on The Invisible War. What a beautiful day the Lord has given us to share in the eternal matters of heaven. Now, if you've missed any of this particular chapter that we are in, and Lies That Kill, The Supernatural Battle for Truth, the book that I have written is a book concerning the most often lies that I have seen in people's lives, so easily believed by most of us, so crafted by the evil one that they are easily believed, and yet, when believed, can bring us to a life of destruction. This particular lie is so subtle and so damaging. And that is, if it's consensual, then it must be okay. Now, if you've missed any part of this study, let me encourage you to go back. We have talked about abortion. We have talked about how God can cleanse even the murder of our children, how the Lord Jesus has a way that he is made possible through Calvary, through the blood of Jesus. Oh, let me encourage you to go back and study that with me carefully. If you've missed any program, we've talked about the damage of divorce and the carnage it leaves behind in our lives and in our children, even in the generations to come. Let me encourage you to go back. I know as soon as I begin to mention these particular matters of consensual sex and the destruction that it brings, that many will hear only condemnation. But I want to encourage you. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Jesus did not come into the world to condemn, but that the world through him might be saved. So don't you hear condemnation. Not in this program. That's not what it's about. Our sin condemns, but the Lord Jesus comes to cleanse us and to separate our sin from us as far as the east is from the west, according to the scriptures. So I want to encourage you. Go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. You can download by clicking on the broadcast button all of the programs you may have missed in this study. And you can do it according to your convenience. Let me encourage you to do it today. And if you don't have your book of Lies That Kill, you can only get this book by going to our website, theinvisiblewar.org, and you can order it. And I want to encourage you to do it today. That's theinvisiblewar.org. Now, last week's program, we began the study of the destruction of pornography. And no study of consensual sex would be complete without looking carefully at the epidemic and spiritual devastation that is brought about as a result of this incredible practice we know as pornography. The word pornography comes from the two Greek words porneia and graphe. One means fornication or idolatry or the worship of sexual pleasure or fornication, and graphe is writing. Let me remind you to go back in Galatians 5:19-21. Look at the passage there. That's where we find the word porneia. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outburst of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envy, and drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Galatians 5:19-21. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 10, we find the word in this passage, "Or do you not know that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived, neither fornicators," porneia, there it is, fornicators, "nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor homosexuals, nor thieves, nor the covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers shall inherit the kingdom of God." And in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 21, would you hear the word with your heart today? It is the word, it is the truth of God that has the power to set us free from the bondages of Satan. "I am afraid that when I come to you," Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 21, hear it with your heart, "I am afraid that when I come again, my God may humiliate me before you, and I may mourn over many of those who have sinned in the past and not repented of the impurity," here's the word, "immorality," porneia, "and sensuality which they have practiced." Pornography is a mind, imagination, fantasy game. It is the mental lusting after women or men of which Jesus condemns. In Matthew 5:27-28, hear the words of Jesus. "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you that everyone who looks on a woman to lust for her has committed adultery with her already in his heart." That's right. You and I have the power to commit adultery in our hearts, and the spiritual consequences are the very same as if you and I have committed the act of adultery. It's not only possible, but sadly common for folks to have affairs of the heart. Billy Graham has rightly stated, in the battle between imagination and the will loses every time. I want you to hear my heart. Compulsive behaviors cannot be changed, cannot be stopped by a mere act of the will. Man wants to think that he can clean his life up, that somehow if I think the right thoughts, if I go to church enough, if I take the Lord's Supper enough, or if I just dwell on certain other things, then I can stop this behavior. Those of you that I'm speaking to you that are addicted to pornography know it doesn't work. Only the blood of Jesus, only Calvary, only what Christ has done for us at Calvary has the power to break the bondages of these tormenting sins. Oh, hear me today. It is the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who has the power to set you free. If I could do it, I'd do it. If I could set you free, I'd do it. If I could say the words to set you free, I would do it. But I don't have that ability. I am only a worker, a nurse to the master surgeon, if you please. I am a child of God pleading with you through the very Spirit of God that dwells within me to bring you to Him. He is the one that will bring you to Him. We are simply workers together with Him. It is in Christ. It is through Him. It is through the blood of Jesus you will find your freedom from pornography. The reality is that pornography addiction has become all too common for pastors and church leaders. According to Christianity Today's leadership survey of December 2001, 51% of pastors say cyber porn is a possible temptation. 37% say it is a current struggle. and Roger Chairman, a focus on the Family Pastoral Ministries reports that approximately 20% of the calls received on their pastoral care line are for the help with issues such as pornography and compulsive sexual behavior. Wherever one finds spiritual bondage to pornography, the destruction left behind is always beyond horrific. The greatest tragedy is that these horrific losses are all unnecessary. Jesus came to give us a life of freedom. Would you hear the word of God today? In Galatians 5, verse 1, it was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery. Simply put, when someone is out of control, someone else is in control. Who is this someone who comes to take control of our lives through the sin of pornography? Remember, sin is the highway demons travel. Jesus said in John 8, verse 34, "Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is the slave of sin." Look carefully with me at these chilling words given to us by the Holy Spirit concerning how sexual sin is cooperating with demons. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 14 through 19. "Having eyes full of adultery and that never cease from sin, enticing unstable souls, having a heart trained in greed, accursed children, forsaking the right way they have gone astray, having followed the way of Balaam, the son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness, but he received a rebuke for his own transgression. For a dumb donkey speaking with the voice of a man restrained the madness of the prophet. These are springs without water and mist driven by a storm, for whom the black darkness has been reserved. For speaking out arrogant words of vanity, they entice by fleshly desires, by sensuality, those who barely escape from the ones who live in error, promising them freedom while they themselves are slaves of corruption. For by what a man is overcome, by this he is enslaved." Oh, hear the word today. Would you receive it? Would you do it? My dear friend in the Biblical Counselor's Prayer Room, we have learned that there are three primary causes that have been found to be the roots of the ravages of pornography addiction. Number one is sexual abuse in childhood. When a child is sexually abused, he or she becomes easy prey to the lies of the enemy. Lies like, "Nobody really loves me," "Since they didn't protect me," or "Sex must be the same as love, since the one who abused you was the one responsible to show you love." The truth is, since a child cannot protect himself, he is an easy target for the enemy. Without proper spiritual covering from their parents or legal guardians, children are at risk for demonic attachments. Second reason found to pornography addiction is bondage to pornography in adolescence. It is uncanny how many men who are addicted to pornography can remember in graphic detail the first pornographic picture they saw in adolescence. And thirdly, we have found that the cause for pornography addiction is a sense of powerlessness that led to a lust of illicit power. This is so important to understand, for the truth has the power to set us free. Hear it with your heart. When a man has been robbed of his manhood, his authority, if you please, he is tormented by a sense of powerlessness. Think of it. At the click of the mouse, the pornographic model is always ready at his beckoning. He picks the time. He picks the place. He picks his pleasure, and in his mind, she is always ready to perform for him. More than sex, the victim to pornography addiction craves the power and control his fake world provides, both of which his real world has stolen from him. The consequences of sexual addictions are horrific as the addiction itself. Dr. James Dobson's interview with serial killer Ted Bundy is a powerful reminder of the ultimate trap of a fantasy world. In the interview, Bundy states that every man he met in the prison system who was motivated to commit violence was deeply involved in and addicted to pornography. Bundy agreed with FBI studies that the most common interest serial killers have is, in fact, pornography. You might not believe it if you didn't see it for yourself, but the Bible links sexual immorality to liver problems. That's right. Look at it with me. Proverbs chapter 7, verse 21 through 23. With her many persuasions, she entices him. With her flattering lips, she seduces him. Suddenly, he follows her as an ox goes to the slaughter, or as one in fetters to the discipline of a fool, until an arrow pierces through his liver. As a bird hastens to the snare, so he does not know that it will cost him his life. As in the passage mentioned above in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 14 through 19, as we read earlier, also mentions the names of two very powerful demons connected with the lust of undisciplined eyes, Sheol and Abaddon. Proverbs 27, verse 20. Sheol and Abaddon are never satisfied, nor are the eyes of man ever satisfied. Beyond the addictions that leave souls wounded and bleeding, what else is at stake when sexual appetites are fed that are beyond that which is sanctioned by the Creator, the Lord God Himself? Fellowship with Holy God is at stake. Even though we may be saved, sexual addiction will separate from the one who gave his life so that we might live in the victory of Christ. Sexual immorality blinds us so that we are unable to see God. Jesus said it this way in Matthew chapter 5, verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So it's obvious. If our hearts are not pure, we will not be able to see God. Like in any other spiritual battle, the battleground is fought primarily in the mind. To break the bondage of sexual addictions and their wounds, the victim must be found and brought to Christ through repentance and faith. We must believe the truth when God says in His Word that He forgives. He forgives. He does not condemn, that His power is greater than all the power of pornography, than all the power of all sin, and that His cleansing is available to everyone who will receive it. Oh, hear me today. If we can't believe the truth, we can't live the truth. I'm so excited. Next week, we're going to be able to go through what it means to take back the ground of sexual addiction. Don't you dare miss the invisible war next week as we continue our study on this amazing lie that has the power to destroy. And that is, if it's consensual, then it must be okay. How powerful the crafted lies of the enemy are in our lives. But Jesus is greater. Would you allow me this very moment, would you allow me to pray with you? Would you do it? Would you open up your heart? You know, I can't make anybody turn to the Lord. I don't have that kind of power. But the Lord gives you the power to turn to Him. It's up to you. You're in charge of your heart. Would you turn from your sin and turn to the Lord right now? Would you do it? I can help you with it, but I can't do it for you. Would you pray this prayer with me? If you're not sure you're going to heaven when you die, would you just pray this prayer with me right now? You can settle it right now. Pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner, and I know that you love me because you died for me. I ask you to come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. I receive you as my Savior and my Lord. And those of you that are saved but in this bondage of addiction called pornography, would you pray this prayer with me? Lord Jesus, I know I have sinned not only against you but against my own body. I know, Lord, that I have brought curses upon me and my family, and I ask that you would cleanse me. You became a curse when you hung on the tree, and you did it for me. Wash me clean. Put me in the circle of your blood. Lord, I ask that you would remove all soul ties now. By your power, by your blood, by your word, cut all the soul ties. Separate me from the evil ones that have connected to my life because of this evil practice. Lord, cleanse my mind. I offer my body as a living sacrifice. Lord, cleanse me that I might be holy and acceptable to you, that I might be able to worship you through my body. Lord, I present my body as an act of righteousness, not unrighteousness. And I thank you that you're able to do exceeding abundantly above all that I could even ask or think. Lord, thank you for your cleansing. And I thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Now, if you've prayed with me today, would you let me know it? Contact me. You can call me toll free, 1-877-808-8886. That's 1-877-808-8886. Or you can email me with your concerns, with your victories. Let me know how we can minister to you. Just go to our website, theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. Or you can write me, Rob Randall Ministries, P.O. Box 5, McKinney, Texas, 75070. That's P.O. Box 5, McKinney, Texas, 75070. I look forward to hearing from you. Do it today. May I talk to you just a moment about what it means to be free in Christ? The Word of God tells us in Galatians 5:1, it was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to a yoke of slavery. May I ask you today, are you free? I'm not asking you if you are saved or born again or born of the Spirit. I certainly hope you have been born into the family of God through accepting Christ as your personal Savior. As you know, every program, I invite all who listen to give their lives to Christ. It is clear from this particular passage in Galatians that it is possible for a Christian to fall back into a yoke of slavery. Have you fallen back into a yoke of slavery? Are you carrying the chains of darkness? Are you attempting to live a double life? Are you living a life filled with confusion and doubt? God is more than able to bring you into His wonderful freedom. That's why Jesus came. Jesus came to set the captives free. He came to set you free from all that would destroy you and your family. If you need a prayer meeting for spiritual healing and deliverance, please call today for one. Your call and emails are kept in strict confidentiality. Please remember, therefore it says, God is opposed to the proud, but gives His gifts, His grace to the humble. Would you humble yourself right now and call for a prayer meeting? Call us toll free, 1-877-808-8886. Or you can email me with your prayer request through theinvisiblewar.org. theinvisiblewar.org. That's theinvisiblewar.org. Please don't continue in spiritual bondage when your freedom in Christ is just a call away. Contact us and do it today. Thank you for joining me. I look forward next time as we continue our study on lies that kill, the supernatural battle for truth, right here on The Invisible War. I'll see you next week.
This has been the weekly radio program called The Invisible War with Rob Randall. You don't have to live defeated, heartbroken, or in bondage to anything. Give everything you are to everything He is, and you will begin to see your life transformed into the life He has made you to be, for your sake and for everyone around you. Remember to check out theinvisiblewar.org for resources, podcast information, and just a place to let us know how to pray for you. We'll see you next time on The Invisible War.